Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Tell me, what the hell do you know? What do you know? Tell me, how the hell could you know?
Song that says "Till It Happens to You" from the documentary The Hunting Ground. This is a song that applies to sexual assault. It the Hunting Ground garnered the songwriter and pop icon an Academy Award for best or the nomination for best original song, as well as a Grammy nod for Best Song Written for Visual Media. But she didn't get an Emmy nomination. Look at the list of the Emmy nominations. Jennifer, you've seen that list, yeah?
I have, yeah.
You surprised that Gaga's not on it?
A little bit. I guess the way they break down who contributed what to the song, I guess the Oscars and the Grammys don't do that. Everyone who works on it gets listed and gets an award.
Yeah, but not so
I guess the Emmys. The Emmys.
You're on your
break
own.
Down. Yeah.
Yeah. So Diane Warren worked with Lady Gaga on this "Till It Happens
Gosh,
to You."
That's a name from the past, isn't it?
Diane Warren.
Yeah, didn't she do like the Dirty Dancing soundtrack? I mean, she was a pretty big deal for a while, wasn't she?
I know her more for kind of, you know, she's written a lot of pop songs for Celine Dion and for.
So, Diane Warren
like
contributed more, according to the info, to the song than Gaga. Gaga sang it, Warren wrote it. And so that's
why
Gaga
okay.
wasn't eligible.
Yeah.
And
Gaga's going to get a lot of awards in her lifetime for acting, for singing, for all the stuff that she can do. Let Diane Warren get an award. I think that's okay. That's
okay.
Cool.
It is interesting that it's the first song ever to be nominated for a Grammy, Oscar, and an Emmy.
Yes, that is interesting. There's quite a story here to this, as you can imagine. If you haven't heard the song before, or heard about The Hunting Ground, "Till It Happens to You," that will be an important conversational piece. All right, next up on the musical hit parade, Beyoncé's Lemonade did pick up 4 Emmy nominations for the 16th year HBO, the top nominated network, 94 nods. Audra McDonald was nominated as Billie Holiday in the film Lady Day at Emerson's Bar and Grill. Beyoncé's HBO special Lemonade got 4 nominations. She was nominated for Best Directing, and the overall special was nominated in the Outstanding Variety Special category. But there's a lot of competition there. Adele's Live in New York, Amy Schumer's Live at the Apollo, the Late Late Show.
Does anybody
Carpool.
Have any dead specials? You know what's so weird? It's that I pay for HBO. This is so telling. I pay for HBO. Mm-hmm. I never turn it on. Is that
really
bad?
I watch it. Yeah, no, I watch it a lot.
I got to start just making it part. It's just so stupid how we're creatures of habit, you know, I go to my 10 channels and I have to add in HBO because I just forget. Yeah.
I got rid of HBO on my cable, but I signed up for HBO Now. So it's because it's actually $2 cheaper a month, and it's even more stuff that you get than just having cable.
So Jennifer and I can get together on Friday night and throw something at the TV when Bill Maher comes on.
Nothing. Although he's pretty good on the terror thing. He's not so bad on that. Everything else I throw stuff at him for. But
well, he was the religiosity movie that he did. It was actually quite
right.
a good
Religulous. That's amazing.
Yeah, it was a good movie. All right, Steven Tyler, Joe Perry, Aerosmith, also in the musical news. Seems Tyler is concerned about Joe Perry. He's been trying to get a hold of him, but he hadn't gotten anything back from Perry. He says, quote, "It's starting to scare me a bit. Perry collapsed on stage, remember, hospitalized last Sunday during a show with the Hollywood Vampires in Brooklyn." Tyler says he's concerned. I know they're saying he's not any big deal. He's okay, blah, blah, blah. But he said, "I think somebody's overbooking him." So Tyler concerned about Perry. 28 after the hour.
Green. Harrison with you. Good news for us serious Java drinkers. Looks like long-term coffee drinking doesn't appear to have any real negative effect except the jitters.
Coffee makes me a mite nervous when I drink it.
Coffee.
coffee may even cut a person's chances of dying from heart disease, according to a major medical study from Spain. The study looks at both regular and decaf drinkers and found that up to 6 cups a day of regular coffee didn't affect middle-aged participants at all, the balance of which were female nurses and male doctors and dentists. And best, no connection at all between coffee and cancer deaths. And some studies now show coffee's a great source of antioxidants, which protect cells from heart disease, cancer, and other sicknesses. From the Greeniverse.
Think Green with Harrison at thinkgreenradio.com.
If you're an inventor who would like to attempt to have your idea or invention patented and submitted to industry, call InventHelp. They have free information for you. Call 1-800-405-9878. That's 1-800-405-9878.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here, selling or thinking about selling your home. Well, in this difficult housing market, you need every trick you can get, and I've got one that works. Here's the social science of it. Sellers have trouble realizing that the actual worth of the house and the higher price they want for the house are two different things. It's a strange phenomenon in social psychology, but it's called the endowment effect. And we assume that if we own it, then it must be worth more than it really is. Sellers put a price on memories, and the upgrade labors, well, the potential buyer just can't find them. What's the cheap psychological trick? When it comes to pricing a house, listen to those who are more objective about your home and price it realistically. Then be prepared to negotiate and your house will sell a whole lot faster. Got questions? Contact me at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.